In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is risen. It is the fourth Sunday of Pascha, on which we remember the healing of the paralytic by our Lord Jesus Christ, and the manifestation of His divine love that reached down to this poor and pitiful, long-suffering man and raised him up from his bed of paralysis and hopelessness. His disciple, St. Peter, imitates Christ's healing love in our reading from the ninth chapter of the book of Acts. And it is also Mother's Day. Mother's Day in our society, a day in which we honor motherhood and on which we lift up a mother's love. One could say it is always Mother's Day in the Orthodox Church, as we always are directed at every liturgical service to honor and celebrate the Mother of our Lord, the most holy Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary. She is ever remembered, even in the midst of Lent and Holy Week, the times of focus on our own spiritual state, and of our Lord Jesus Christ's triumphal self-offering. She is still remembered then. We don't forget her. And we declare her to be the mother of all Christians, even if all Christians do not so honor her as does the ancient church. We are invited when we enter the Orthodox Church to adopt her as our mother, or rather for her, the most holy, to adopt us as her spiritual child, to receive and embrace her motherly heavenly love, which can only be fully discovered in the heart of the church's communion, of its inner life, that we know her in the church, and she is understood in the church. So for newcomers and catechumens, have to just be open-minded and wait and look to receive that relationship. The church itself is an icon of motherhood in our life. What did St. Cyprian say? He does not have God as his father who does not have the church as his mother. The church is our mother, nurturing, guiding, teaching, protecting, and yes, disciplining us. Disciplining, right? The church is not a passive mother. She is active and engaged with the guidance and direction of our immortal soul. We only become orphaned when we wander away from the church, when we leave her loving care and embrace. Unlike the ordinary human family, we are never supposed to leave this nest of Christ's holy church, our mother. There's a little storefront church in my neighborhood called the Nest of Love. I'm not sure I would keep that name, but it's the Nest of Love. Hope they don't have, like, hay on the floor. Sticks and twigs. And our relationship with Christ is directed by our mother, the church, and is enriched by the love of God expressed to us by the church and by the most holy Theotokos. The image of Christ and his church is the icon of the Theotokos, with the Theotokos with her arms raised in prayer and in a welcoming opening manner, and Christ at her bosom facing out at us, which traditionally adorns the apse above the altar as we intend it to in the new temple. That's an icon of the church, an icon of our own soul, bearing Christ within us, as did most perfectly Theotokos. There are some powerful and moving words of our Lord which invoke motherhood, which we hear in Holy Week. From the 23rd chapter of Matthew, read on Holy Monday, Christ laments, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, killing the prophets and stoning those which are sent to thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but ye would not. as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. There's a motherly image of divine love directed towards rebellious Israel. Then there are the Lord's words from the cross. Mother, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. Which reveals the love of the Lord for his mother. In that profound moment of apparent honor and tragedy, horror and tragedy, hanging upon the cross, he remembers his mother and he commends her to the care of his beloved disciple, St. John. It's not hard to imagine that at that moment she had no concern for herself, but only for her suffering son. And such is a mother's love, a self-forgetting love, a self-forgetting love. The elder Paisius of Mount Athos was himself an icon of such self-forgetting love to his spiritual children. His whole life was an act of constant giving, serving, and sacrifice. He describes this love this way. He says, as long as someone does good, he forgets himself. He's entirely good and he loses his selfishness. When he makes the problems of others his own, he doesn't have his own problems. Is that not a description, brothers and sisters, of a mother's love? When he makes the problems of others his own, he doesn't have his own problem. But let us say it this way. As long as a mother does good, she forgets herself. She's entirely good and she loses her selfishness. When she makes the problems of her children her own, she doesn't have her own problems. I had a cousin, a female cousin who I grew up with, who was a few years older than me. And we were best buddies for a while, and then she became a teenager. She went crazy. I mean, she became a teenager. She became a teenager, and she became a brat. And that relationship we had as children was suddenly, she had no time for me, no interest. I was a kid. She had grown up. And so I didn't know her anymore. Not long after she got married and had her first child, first of four, and she was transformed. It's like she suddenly remembered she was a human being again. And she remembered me. And she would say, hi, how are you? And I was like shocked and taken aback that her motherhood allowed her, in a sense, to reclaim her childlike, original, purest, truest, unselfish self. And it was really transforming. And I never forgot that. I didn't quite understand that. I just knew there was a power there in motherhood. It's noted that the elder Paisius prayed, Christ, forget about me. Don't think about me. Look at the people who are suffering. It is said that family, the word family stands for forget about me, I love you. F-A-M-I-L-Y. Forget about me, I love you. The elder once prayed over a little girl who had intestinal cancer. He made the sign of the cross over her and prayed, Christ, give me the cancer. I'll take it. And indeed, he did eventually get the cancer. Got a similar type of cancer. But the point there is that not like a mother's love? She would rather be sick herself than her child, rather sacrifice herself than see that her child be well. It was also said about Elder Paisius that he did not play favorites. Because he gave so much to his spiritual children individually, dozens of them each thought they were his favorite, not realizing that they were all treated extraordinarily, equally, wonderfully the same. And it is the case that a mother loses something when she treats one child as her favorite. That's not healthy motherhood. Now, often a mother will expend more energy and worry over a problem child, the troubled one, the weak one, more than the others, but that's more like the special care for the runt of the litter. But she doesn't love the others any less. And love is not indulgence either. Elder Paisius describes when he was a child, he was a great athlete. He could outrun all the kids in the neighborhood playing soccer and so forth. And his mother chastised him a bit for his pride in showing up his friends and that he didn't have humility. And from that time on, he stopped outperforming them in the games. Love is not indulgence. Either love and truth must hold together. And the way of truth is the way of teaching, of correcting and discipline, as the church is with us. So is a mother's direction. And when a mother chooses not to be a mother, which is to say when she forsakes her motherhood and abandons her children for the sake of her own ego, it's like an archangel falling, like a great high calling falling from light to darkness, tumbling into the abyss. And it is indeed tragic to see. Again, the elder said, truly, if selfishness is not exorcised, as in exorcism, if selfishness is not exorcised from us, divine love will not dwell in our hearts. The love of God is found in the soul's renunciation, said Saint Isaac of Syria. And the elder spoke about pure love. Pure love. He said, when we don't take our own selves out of our love, then that love, no matter how big it is, isn't pure. It's not pure. It's stale. When we don't take our own selves out of our love, then that love isn't pure. But when we remove ourselves, it becomes pure. When our own selves are involved in our love, that means our love is laced with selfishness. But egotism and love can't go together. Love and humility go together. Love and humility are twin brothers, locked in a tight embrace. Whoever has love has humility too, and whoever has humility has love. In everyday life, finally, the closest encounter with divine love we may see walking around is a mother's unselfish love. In most any context and even any culture, it's natural, it's fundamental. And then to take motherhood to its highest level, a Christian mother, instilling in her children with love of God, the unselfish love she transmits to them, is indeed the meeting point of divine love with the human family. And a love and a motherhood truly to be celebrated. And as truly a meeting point of heaven and earth. So happy Mother's Day to all our moms. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers of this community. May the Most Holy Theotokos, through her prayers and intercessions to the Lord, bless all of you, all of our mothers this day and every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen.
He is risen.